I'm Rona Tarrant. The United States Embassy in Jerusalem is opening today, formally breaking from decades of American policy. The White House has said the move would not disrupt the peace process, but Palestinians have condemned it and have gathered today for mass protests. The opening ceremony was brought forward to coincide with the State of Israel's 70th anniversary. Pope Francis has prayed for the people of Indonesia and especially Christians in the city of Surabaya after three church bombings that killed at least 13 people on Sunday. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attacks, which police say were carried out by a family of six who had recently returned from Syria. The bombings are the deadliest in Indonesia in more than a decade and also left more than 40 people injured. The Vatican has said Pope Francis has called the bishops of Chile to Rome to examine the causes and consequences of the clerical sexual abuse scandal and acknowledge personal responsibility. The statement was released Saturday before the meeting with the 33 bishops begins tomorrow at the Vatican. It also said the Pope hoped to examine the mechanisms that in some cases led to a cover-up and serious omissions regarding the victims. The meeting comes after Pope Francis met with three victims of clerical sexual abuse in Chile and apologised to them for underestimating the seriousness of the abuse. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said if North Korea completely and verifiably dismantles its nuclear weapons program, US economic help will be a possibility. Speaking yesterday on ABC, Pompeo said private sector companies would help build out infrastructure and the energy grid in North Korea. A summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un is set for June 12th in Singapore. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.